This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Seemed impossible to fake when someone else instead of me.
Welcome back. Hollywood Casino Press Box on the all-new 590 The Fan. Frank Martin, Billiken Hall of Famer, Bob Ramsey with us. Off the text line, want everybody to answer this. Frank, Bob, Martin, do you think Slew covers tonight at giving up 20.5?
Is that from Charlie? I'd like to know.
No, it's from Dick Ford's Boy Trophy, another Fox 2 employee. I don't think
20.5 might be tough to cover. Yeah.
For a team that doesn't score easily.
Right.
This is not a team you give up a lot, you know.
Now, if you're feeling it though, this might be the game. This might be a game to get the offense clicking. And you know, can you score 80?
Yeah.
If you could, then that would cover that number.
Sounds like Bob's already placed a bet on the game.
I mean, you're a little angry coming off that loss. You got Florida State looming. You got to take care of business. They all know that. So maybe a little motivated that way, but I don't know that they all can...
You know, Marty, they all know that.
Yeah.
But this is the perfect traditional letdown game. And so do you scuffle around and turn the ball over unnecessarily and just do some things that makes the coach kick the ribbon board there or the dasher board and steal my water bottle and throw it down? And
sounds very specific
like
here.
How about this, too? This is when we know that Bob would have action on the game. If Slew is up 20 and then Deion Wiley hits a three-pointer with like 19 seconds to go, and the Billikens go up 23.
And really,
he got it. He got it. Honey, he got it. He got it. Like I told you earlier, this could happen.
Cash the ticket.
I quit.
Cash the ticket.
I think Musburger's done that a few times. It happens. I would bet if you had to bet and be right, I'd say no. Just because of this team, they're going to score in that 60 to 70 range. So you'd have to hold the opponent probably to the 48-ish.
Could you go 75-53? Is that a reasonable score? I think it is.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
All right, so you guys are
going. I'm going to take it.
You guys are cover.
75-53 is the score.
I say they will not cover.
Will not cover,
they will. 75-53, that is the final score.
Ooh,
book it.
Billiken and Bob.
I watched him shoot yesterday. I'm going to say about 16, 15.
Did Coach Ford really steal your water bottle at some point?
That has happened several times.
Does he chuck it?
He wants to. He picks it up and kind of gives you the, Earl calls it the Jimmy Cagney face. You know, you dirty rat. And he gives the Jimmy Cagney face, and then he's like he's going to throw it, and he somehow is able to control the demons inside of him and sets it down.
Speaking of throwing things, he told the story the other day, Coach Ford, is he's playing for Kentucky. Sean Woods, they're down three, and Sean Woods goes and hits a drive, a layup, with like 2 seconds to go, and they're down three, and they lose the game by one. They go into the locker room. Patino pulls off one of his Gucci loafers and just throws it at Sean Woods. Then he gets the other loafer and throws it again. Travis Ford says he's never seen a coach throw two fine loafers like that at a player.
That is beautiful.
Yeah.
How do you not love that?
All right.
Especially if they're your size.
And we saw Rammer standing the other day, and we thought it's because he was ready to storm the court. But to be fair, Twitter didn't tell the whole story.
They did not. And I liked your tweet, by the way. But what happened was the Fertitta Center, which used to be the Hoffines building at Houston, rather than tear it down and build a new one, they refurbished it. But what they did was they sold seats courtside. St. Louis U does that. A lot of schools do that. They moved the visiting radio down to the corner. And under normal circumstances, if it was a regular press table, that'd be okay. Not great, but okay. But right next to me were fans. And when they stand up, 2/3 of the court, gone. So we just said, well, I feel bad for the people behind me, but I got to stand up to see what's going on.
Did anybody say, you sit down?
Not that I heard. I was waiting for it. I've heard it before.
Did it limit your access to the refs? Hearing because you like to when Bob says that is the worst, it gets louder, and I know you're trying to make sure they hear you. It seems like this could have been impeded in Houston.
That's exactly right. See, if you ever ref one of our games, you'll know all the tricks. I'll be thrown out before the halftime. Yeah, it does impede the conversational opportunities.
I told I think it was Frank last week. We were talking about how Travis during the Oregon State game is riding one of the refs. His name was Kip, I believe, and he's. three quarters of the court away. Just and Travis is just screaming, Kip, Kip. And finally, the coach goes,
What? I remember that.
It was hilarious because it reminded me like a little kid in the back seat. Finally, the dad just, what do you want?
Quiet.
And the ref, Kip, just kind of waved him off. Like, oh, whatever.
I do remember that.
And I asked
Travis. Was correct.
He said, he goes, he missed two straight traveling calls. I'm like, okay, well, it seems like he got his attention.
All right, let's get to five questions brought to you by Greenville.
See up the hot topics. It's five for Frank. Brought to you by Greenville University, a liberal arts institution just 45 miles from St. Louis.
All right, let's start with Rammer here. Do you believe in karma? Not miracles. Do you believe in karma?
Believing in it is sort of a religious thing, no, but I think that it is funny how what goes around comes around. So, in a way, yes.
So, October 27th, Frank, is the Kentucky loss for Mizzou. Brutal loss, another ranked opponent, home, and we've added it to the lore of bad Mizzou moments. But since then, everything has gone right. Winning games, getting recruits. I mean, now...
And Kelly Bryant was ironically there that day to see the pain.
I mean, college quarterbacks are now calling, can I transfer to Mizzou? Do you think it's just about time? It's karma that Mizzou, after all these terrible headlines and negative stories, that it's just sort of falling into place because it was their turn?
Well, they were
certainly, are they lucky?
Do you believe in karma? Luck is the residue of hard work, so. I think Barry's worked for everything he's gotten here, so.
And true or false, this Sean Robinson, we don't know much about him, the kid at TCU.
I've watched him play.
You have a kid at TCU, don't you?
Yeah.
Okay, does it mean more when you look to see who he was recruited by initially? He could have gone to Alabama, Ohio State, Texas Player of the Year. Doesn't that say something?
Yeah, I mean, a legitimate four-star.
Texas Player of the Year.
It's a nice extra credit, yeah, no doubt.
Do you look at that in terms of the before you even look at a kid on tape, you say, that tells me something. Bama wanted him.
I think he's really good, and I think that that it shows you that at least you're on the radar. What you want to do is be on the radar when they're in high school, but I'll take baby steps.
Yeah, I think the most amazing thing about it all is just a month ago we were thinking, gosh, Mizzou does not have an answer at quarterback next year. Now they may have an answer at quarterback if you count the junior from Chaminade who redshirt, Brady Cook, with all these other from to 2024.
It's almost like the Cardinals rotation. Well, where are these guys going to all play?
Yeah.
It's a great time for Mizzou football fan. And other than TJ Moe, nobody was optimistic coming out of the Kentucky game.
I admit over the last few months I have been brainwashed.
Yes. All right, number two, the biggest Blues false hope in history. Was it Gretzky? History. Was it Keenan? Like where you just said, oh, this is it. Do you think it was Keenan?
Ryan Miller.
I think the false hope.
False hope, yeah.
I think the false hope was when I still believe the Blues could have won the Stanley Cup and they traded Jeff Courtnall and it all fell apart. So I think the hope was real, but it was dashed when they made that deal that I didn't think they had to make.
I think I'd go with Keenan because we didn't know really extensively what a complete nutcake he was, and we thought we were just simply getting the guy who resurrected the Rangers franchise after 50 years.
Can I give a 20-year-old pat on the back? Nobody was listening, I admit it. On the air, I was saying that day, I go, folks in St. Louis, you are not going to like this guy.
I'm sure Caller Lou was listening.
Wow.
Yeah, and I was reviled.
Oh, because everybody was excited.
Are you trying to rain? I'm just saying. Look at this guy's history. Watch him. Talk to people who've been around him. You're not going to... I didn't say he wouldn't be good. And in fact, his failure, I thought, was unusually remarkable. That he failed because of his track record. But I just said, you're not going to like him.
And there's usually a reason, though, if they can't stay in one place. I mean, I think he ended up coaching eight different teams.
Yeah, but like, there's some guys that do that, like Larry Brown, who's not a complete...
S.O.B.
Jerk, yeah.
A little nutty, though.
Yeah, definitely. But Keenan had that rare ability to alienate everybody in the organization in a short period of time, everywhere he went.
Right.
My first year back in town at Fox 2 was Keenan's return. He was with Vancouver, and I remember specifically he did some kind of scrum. It must have been after the game, and I was in this scrum, And I'm like, God, this Frank guy from Channel 5 must know him. He's like, Mike. And he answered a couple of your questions. And then he kind of like dusted Franco and said, this guy. And he pointed at me, and I was the new guy. I think he probably was just like, right, how about somebody that I know doesn't hate me? Because I've never seen this guy over
Coach
here before.
Keenan.
I'm like, hey, Mike, good win tonight.
How about this, too, is that when we, as Mike mentioned earlier today, Mike Bush, is we actually employed Mike Keenan for that year where we would have to do an interview with him like on Fridays and on Sundays. And he was really bad on camera. I mean, I think we were under the impression that he was this dynamic, you know.
Smooth. Yeah.
And with great passion and everything. And we'd put up full screens, Mike Keenan on charisma. And then he'd deliver this monotone, horrible soundbite. It's almost a joke after a while.
Sort of Belichick of hockey.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Rammer, was the show you were on called the Dr. Pepper Sports Jam Show? Courtney D says he seems to remember you saying that 20 years ago. Saying it might have been the Dr. Pepper Sports Jam Show.
What was the
man.
Rammer's like, was I on the Dr. Pepper Sports Jam?
I don't recall that. However, I would not rule it out. Was there a paycheck involved? I may have taken it.
Any other big Blues false hopes? I like the Ryan Miller. Just
I just
because
remember everyone thought that
we
was
were
it.
All
they
doing.
It didn't make sense.
We were all doing cartwheels.
Absolutely made sense.
855-282-8255 text line if you want to get involved. All right, true or false? You now tune into a Blues game, just waiting for the too many men on the ice penalty.
It's become a thing.
Yes.
There's no question.
It is a thing.
It has become a thing.
It's like a Molitor hitting streak. You got to tune in. Is he going to?
Right.
They have 10 too many men on the ice.
It's not possible. I want to go back and look at tape. That's not possible.
Like, how is that possible? And as Jeremy Rutherford suggests, just do it right at the beginning. Just get it over with.
Just start the game.
Yeah, just hand
guys
it. Hand it.
Yes.
For the opening.
Immediately. Like when they fight before they even start the game where it's premeditated. Just do it. And Craig Berube the other day said, it's just stupidity. Okay, well, can we stop being stupid? Is there a way to
take a class?
Who's right. responsible for it?
He called it stupid.
I would say Strick will be here in the noon hour. And he always calls out the Blues, so I'm sure Strick will let him have it.
He really holds them accountable.
I would think that's a little bit of a coaching thing, isn't it?
It's just funny he called it stupid on Sunday and it happened on Tuesday.
Or just have, I mean, Larry Robinson, just start grabbing them by the back of their jerseys like little kids.
Right.
You know?
No, not your turn.
Not yet.
Now go.
Not yet. Or like the rodeo, where they release them, you know? We'll have a special gate, and they're released at a certain time. All right, number four, Bragan writes, Mizzou, Illinois. What's your gut on this game?
I think Mizzou wins. I think they have started to recover from losing an NBA player, and they've started to figure out who they have to be to win. Konzo Martin's a terrific coach, and while every team will deal with injuries, losing an NBA player is shattering, not only with what you can do physically on the court, but also emotionally to the team. And I think they're starting to figure it out, and I think they're going to be a pretty good team.
They're better than I thought. I thought when they were picked ninth in the SEC with Jonte, he goes down. I'm like, oh, it's going to be one of those Kim Anderson kind of records. I thought it was just going to be ugly.
I thought they were going to be pretty good really pretty darn good with him this year, and I still think they'll recover and be – you know, a top 100 team, I think.
Of all the games being played on that Saturday in the United States, that would be the last game I would bet on. Because it's, as we mentioned, it's really tough to pick Mizzou in this game. Now, if I had to lay a dollar down, I'd probably go Mizzou. Because you have a really good feel about the way they're playing right now. And Tillman will be the best big man on the floor. But I worry about, not worry, but those Illinois guards are really good. And those Missouri guards have a tendency to turn it over, and maybe they're not the greatest ball handlers in the world. I think Brad Underwood's going to make this a high-octane, full-court game. And I think it's going to be a really tightly contested game.
Can you keep turnovers down for Mizzou? Can you get Tillman touches without fouls?
Yeah.
Those are two real keys there. Do we have a number on that yet? Do we have a spread on that? Anyone?
Where is Chuck when you need him?
And the thing, too, is with Pickett and Torrance – with Javon Pick and Torrance Watson, they are good players, and they're going to have nice careers. Are they ready for this stage and that type of pressure from Illinois?
It is fun, as a local sports guy, when you're looking for highlights of those games, we tend to like to show the local kid if you can.
Yeah,
right.
It's real
but
easy.
But it's like, okay, there's Mark Smith. Well, that's Edwards. Okay, well, there's Tillman from East Sut. Oh, Javon Pickett, Belleville East. Oh, wait a minute. We've also got
Torrance Watson.
Torrance Watson, who's there. I mean,
we have
it's crazy.
Suggs from Washington. They're just the it's whole great. Roster is. It's great work by.
I will that game though. Wouldn't you say in recent history, the team that should win rarely does?
The yeah, if you're going by history, you take whoever is the big underdog.
In fact, I'd love to know, what was Bruce Weber's record in that game? He used to take the team. What's the place where you play the games in Earth City?
David Buster's.
He's taking the team David Buster's every year because they'd win every year. I think Bruce Weber had like 7 straight. He was so good in that game.
Yeah, Illinois has dominated overall in the bragging rights and especially recent history. Worst moment in bragging rights is when Quinn Snyder walked off and the kid dumped the popcorn on his head. You remember that walking to the exit? As bad as things were with Quinn Snyder and as good as his life is now, I still just feel horrible that that happened.
Tremendously horrible moment at a time when things were just coming apart at the seams.
All right, number 5 for Frank and Bob, brought to you by Greenville University, greenville.edu. Can you put a percentage on it that the Billikens make the tournament? And I know you went back and forth with John Rothstein the other day, and I think your
on
point,
Twitter, yeah.
On Twitter, and I think your point was there's metrics involved, there's numbers. So, like, there is such a thing as a good loss in terms of your net, which is the old, you know, RPI, whatever you want to call it now. I think there is a good loss. Now, you would prefer to win those games and pocket a win, but if you still run through the A-10 and play really well, you should be fine.
I think his point was that you don't have very many, when you're a mid-major in particular, you don't have very many opportunities to beat a really good team. And if you squander them, you can't get them back. I think that was his point. But if you look back and, you know, you don't get in and say, oh, well, that loss is no. Nobody's winning at Houston. And so that's where I disagree with him.
So
percentage to get in. Percentage to get in, 90%.
Ooh, wow. Okay, I think they're going to get in, but I'm not quite as confident. I'd say 60%. I think they're going to be one of the two best teams in the league. The league will get at least 2 teams in.
Yeah, if you're if you're third, you might be living on the edge.
I would be a little tight.
Yes.
I would be a little tight if we ended up in third place, yeah.
And who their biggest threat?
I think it's Davidson, and everybody else is so up and down. It depends on what week you're looking at scores. Dayton scares me a little bit.
Davidson, led by Mr. Goodmanson's brother,
right?
Who's scoring up a storm?
He really is. St. Joe's, before the season, you know, I thought they were going to be really good. It's going to be an interesting run in the league this year. And then Rhode Island and UMass out of nowhere are beating teams, but then they turn around and lose to somebody. So it's going to be a hard one to figure.
All righty. Bruce Weber, by the way, won his first 6 bragging rights game. Then he lost his last 3, so he was 6-3. All right. Before we go to break, a quick word about Beck Shoe Polishers. If you are looking for a gift for a man who you think has everything, well, he doesn't, because he doesn't have the Beck Shoe Polishers. It's been around for like 80 years, and you may have seen it in the American Express ads commercials with Jerry Seinfeld. But it is this classic shoe polishing apparatus. Genuine lamb's wool buffer brushes, reinvigorates, and redistributes the original hand polish. I know you saw it in maybe your grandfather's closet, your dad's closet, or maybe at some club. Beck Shoe Polishers makes great gifts items for dads, executives, and graduates. Go to BeckShoeProducts.com.
Hey, don't forget, as I go out the door, I want to remind everyone, the Royal Banks of Missouri annual Boo Bear Drive continues for a few more days. I think you've got 3 more full days, close to 4, and that is take your stuffed animals to any of 11 Royal Banks locations, and they distribute them to kids all over town, in particular the brand new bears or stuffed animals. Go to children's hospitals where kids are battling cancer. The used bears that we clean up and make nice, they go to children's shelters, and even the bears that are deemed too used, they go to the Humane Society. So the dogs there have a little Christmas present. Royal Banks of Missouri, where better service means better banking. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Brian, we're going to be at Hot Shots tomorrow with 2 of Bob's favorite people, Julian Winfield and Brian Grauer, talking bragging rights.
And,
yes.
And speaking of donations, if you go to Hot Shots tomorrow at any point during the day, we'll be there from 7 until 1. But if you go there at any point during the day, drop off a toy or a cash donation, you will get their toy drive. They'll get a free appetizer. This is the Hot Shots in Fenton, right off Interstate 44 down by 141. Also, Friday, we'll be at a Schnucks in O'Fallon.
And I have a bonus for Bob. Have you had a streak where you didn't miss a game? I know Mike Kelly's on that football streak right now. Do you have a longest stretch where you didn't miss a SLU game?
Yeah, I'd have to look it up, but somewhere from about 1989 to when the blizzard knocked us out, one of Majerus's early years.
Like
so
in Philly?
Probably close to 20 years.
So you missed the game. Who did the game?
Kid in Philly.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. We cut the travel too tight, and the blizzard stopped us. We couldn't get
there.
Wow.
Could you imagine that kid?
Didn't that kid win the Marconi for that broadcast?
He did. He did. And a contract offer from
that
a university in this
Leon
town
McHugh.
That will be named later.
Wouldn't it have been great for that kid, like, walk, hey, Coach Majerus, I'm going to be doing, who the hell are you, son? Like, well, I'm here to do the game. Get the hell out of our locker.
Like, did they give him a heads up? Hey, Billiken fans are used to you to the broadcaster being abrasive towards officials. We know it's your
I think
time.
That's unfair.
If you could do that, Rammer, with the familiarity.
Rammer playbook.
Somebody backing up Bob and the Keenan thing. My recollection of Rammer's Keenan hire was be careful what you wish for. Hashtag Nostradamus.
Wow.
I think that's right. That might have been one of the first Nostradamuses we did.
Nostradamus.
Yes. Courtney D. I remember Bob Ramsey saying that 20 years ago. It might have been the Dr. Pepper Sports Jam show.
Maybe it was. Maybe it might have been. I don't know.
It sounds right.
It sounds so hokey and hacky that it certainly could have been.
Sports talk radio is never that.
Rammer and Earl have the call tonight from the Chaffetz. Is that the crown jewel is Herman Stadium, right? Or is SLU the crown jewel?
Well, it's open to interpretation. Okay. I first used it for Herman Stadium. When they refurbished it,
okay.
And we were doing soccer, and then I said, and then Chaffetz goes up. Well, there's the other jewel, and so it's just now it's just kind of general for
the greater
campus.
Crown jewel
yeah,
that is.
Yeah, yeah, the jewel
the
of Midtown
SLU campus.
All right, we'll take a short time out. This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box on the all new 590 The Fan.